Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share and something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming live here on the World Wide Web here in Columbus, Ohio, in my kitchen. Isn't that the beauty of technology and all these magical things that man has created over time through the inspiration of the universe? I want to welcome everybody to the show. Today we're going to have a really good time. We're going to hang out, give some readings later on in the show. We have some guests coming on. We have Aaron and Renee Cruz are going to join us. They're going to talk to us about the projects they're working on. They're part of the SoulAwakening.com program. I'll give them a chance to explain and talk a little bit about what they do. But I just want to welcome everybody. It's a beautiful Monday today. I'm just amazing. Every time I look out my window, I just, you know, I'm just always going, wow. You know, I get to be a part of this, and I really enjoy that. Just want to take time here to welcome everybody who's going to be with us today, and everybody that the higher purpose be served today, that we all get the messages we need to hear and understand that, you know, all healing is self-healing, and we're working together to facilitate one another. We do have a chat room. We do have a call-in number. The call number is 646-595-3440. That is not a toll-free number, so just a heads up on that. And I can't answer some of your questions on the chat. Just be patient with us. Our show's jam-packed today, and we're going to be covering a lot of stuff. I just want everybody to just take time and just kind of take a moment to, you know, let's set an intention where we want to go with the show, how we want to proceed, and how we want to go. And so I'm going to give everybody like just a couple seconds just to think and relax, take a deep breath, and just think about how and where and what, and just become present in this present moment that we are given in each moment. All right. And we are back. I'm going to draw a card here from our deck, from our animal deck card. And let's see. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Boom. Here we go. I picked the card today for the show. It's going to be the moose. The moose speaks about authority. Know what is best for you. All right. So that's kind of our theme, our topic, kind of lead us into that direction. And the moose is a very powerful animal, and it has the most beautiful set of antlers I've ever seen. Actually, I have a picture of me on Facebook where I'm actually sitting on this brass version of a moose, and it's really big, and I'm sitting inside the antlers, and it looks like a little cradle, so it's pretty cool. Check that out on Facebook at Iggy Garcia on Facebook. You can visit me also at iggygarcia.com and some of the information on the different projects that I work on there. But got some cool stuff coming on today. We have a couple friends who are part of our circle here, things that we work on in Columbus, Ohio. They're actually going a little bit more international, a little more nationally, and pretty proud of them for all the stuff that they do and all the people that they touch. They touch my heart, my wife and I, and we work together from time to time, and then we hang out, we talk. I haven't seen them in a while, kind of miss them, and they're good people. I like good people. They're good reflection, good mirrors of what we do. They're our friends from Soul Awakening. I want to get them here on the line in about 2 seconds, and we patch them through. And I'm going to see if Renee and Aaron are online. Are you guys online with us?
Hello, Iggy.
Hey, Iggy, we're here. Hey.
All right, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us here. It's definitely an honor to be talking with you and everyone today.
Absolutely. Very excited.
Good, good. I'm very happy that you guys took some time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are busy and you got a whole bunch of a slew of stuff that you're doing, which is awesome. And, you know, you bring great light and great hope to the world with the work that you do. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do so our listeners are listening here and they're as they're tuning in and plugging in.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Renee Cruz, and my journey has led me to become a sound practitioner and teacher. And so I really use different modalities of sound to help and facilitate the healing and the recognition of the self in others. And that's what I do as a little side thing that I love to do during the week, apart from my day job. And so I'm also a licensed spiritual healer, and I have a master's in public health. So all of that really kind of helps give me a holistic view of the people that I work with.
Yes, and my name's Aaron Cruz. I mainly run a website called soulpurpose.com, SOLPURPOSE.com. It is actually a cultural portal that champions visionary art, different styles of conscious music, transformational festivals, or festivals that have a conscious intention to elevate the human experience and foster creative activity and community amongst us. And I'm also the co-producer of a Rootwire Music and Arts Festival, a beautiful art and spirit festival that we have here in Logan, Ohio, every year in August.
Do you know the dates for that?
Yes, the dates are August 15th through 18th. Right now, if you go to rootwirefestival.com, there's also tickets available, and it'll show you the lineup for music presenters and artists that are available this year.
Nice, nice. I know you guys are working on some pretty crazy stuff, and you know, being in the holistic community, you know, where you can't help but notice. But a lot of our listeners are not aware of the work that we all do. But I know you have a big project that you and Renee are working on, and I kind of want you guys to give us a little background about it. You know, I know that Renee does a lot of sound healing and sound ascension type work, and I believe you're building something. Am I right?
Yes, we are. Actually, last year during an opening ceremony at Rewire Music and Arts Festival, I had a vision of bringing a sacred sound temple, a sanctuary, into the group of people that we were with. Going to these different events, I look at the people around us, and they're doing so much work on the outside and on the inside. And so I was given a vision of creating this sanctuary, a safe container where people can go inside and really kind of create that for themselves and really kind of be with their community inside of that safe space and just be. And so this year I put together a vision called the Soundala Project, and what it is exactly that. It's a portable sound structure that I am hoping to be able to take to different conscious events, you know, around the country and bring sound to people on all levels. And so I'm really excited about that.
Now, how big is this thing? I mean, you said portable.
Yes. So I have an amazing, amazing craftsman who is helping me with the actual build. I came up with the vision, and so, of course, we need someone with the hands-on skills to actually be able to manifest this and put this together, and his name is Joel Whitaker, and he's an amazing, amazing soul, and he's doing some beautiful work, and it's going to be octagonal in shape, and it's going to be about 24 feet in diameter, so it's going to be pretty big.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool. So you can put it in your Prius, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right on the top, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Yeah, it's about 22 to 20 feet in diameter. The walls are going to be about, or the main entrance is going to be about 6 feet tall. And he's going to do a beautiful carved arch in the front. And the central apex is going to be anywhere from about 10 to 12 feet. So we'll have lots of space for people inside. Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So tell us what is your projections? What do you want to create in this environment, this space that you're? I mean, you're moving pretty quick on it. So you've asked the universe for something, and you guys are manifesting very quickly on this. So, and tell us, take us inside this the Soundala a little bit. I'm curious.
Absolutely. Well, me being a sound practitioner, I really wanted to bring a level of healing for people that anyone could touch. You know, different frequencies and tones and sounds can be brought through us through drumming, chanting, the use of a huge array of instrumentation. And this can really induce a physiological state of promoting healing for us on the inside and out through our body, mind, and emotions and spirit. And so with all of these adjustments, I'm really looking to use this as a transmitter and a receiver for people to come and experience this. It's really going to be an experiential kind of place for people to come and be.
Yeah, and wow. And one of the important things is that at these events and festivals, quite often it's quite an ecstatic experience. You've got a lot of loud music, you've got a lot of people dancing and joining together, community. And a lot of people have had powerful experiences or epiphanies or revelations during musical situations. You know, the music captures their heart. It sends them into a place of deeper envisioning, of deeper dreaming, and it opens up to a wider array of possibilities of the human potential. So what we thought is trying to take that energy of the music and what it does to each one of us in our spirits and bring it into a beautiful, safe structure upon which we are now playing with sounds, intentional sounds, such as the solfeggio frequencies, the frequencies of creation, or different types of instruments, and showing people how this music is actually the building blocks of creation. We are all made of sound. We can heal through intentional sounds, and we can use sounds together to reach higher states of personal, mental, emotional, and spiritual awareness. So kind of bring that as an education and then a space of healing as well.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, I know you've been having a fundraiser for this particular project. Is there anywhere that would they go to your Soul Awakening website where they would be able to donate to this project?
Yes, absolutely. There, I have a page. It's on the very top bar called the Sound Dala Fundraiser, and we are actually doing a beautiful local fundraiser here coming up on Friday. But for anyone who is not in the Columbus area, you can go through and go to the Indiegogo campaign page that I have on my website, and it'll pull you up information of how to contribute. It's really, really easy. One or two clicks here and there, and you're pretty much there.
Yes,
cool.
And this month.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, I was going to say, for this Friday, for the local event, we will be doing a fundraising drive. It's going to be at the Unity Church on off Mays Road. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And in this, Doe Hart, one of the local community sound healers as well, she's going to be doing a toning concert with Crystal Bowles. And then Julie North, one of the, a great medical intuitive that lives around here, is known internationally. She's going to be doing what's called a Pick My Brain, and it's pretty much asking questions about yourself and the universe and about the process, maybe potential processes that we're all going through right now and transitioning on this earth, and she's going to be answering those questions for you in kind of a really innovative format there. So it should be, and we're also going to be talking about the sound of course quite a bit.
Right. And I know, Aaron, you're really supportive of your wife's efforts, but what was your first reaction when she brought this to your attention?
That's a funny one. Yeah, I mean, the thing with Renee is, and I was talking about this the other day, is she has a very, very focused attention on certain things. And for me, and you, if you went to Soul Purpose, you would see I kind of dabble in just about everything, and I'm interested
like
enough. Yeah, exactly. I love a little bit of this, I love a little of that, far pattering. But for Renee, she found out she loved sound healing, and boom, she was in it and focused, and her heart was in there. So when she came to me and said, I want to build this temple, I was like, oh, boy. So this is going to be something serious. They're not just dabbling with a little bit of a dream intention here. She's going to go all the way full bore, and we're going to build a full temple like it was 2000 BC. That was my first reaction. But getting to learn about this and just, the entire process, I just have come to recognize how powerful, sound is and how deeply supportive the community has been in actually manifesting this dream. If you go to the Indiegogo, it looks like currently that we've already reached our full goal, our first goal. And this was from people from all over the world that have come in and offered some donations to get this going. So, for me, it's been a tremendous experience of just watching how, her focus, her dream, her drive is actually not one that's just hers. It's one that's shared by many of us, and we're just grateful to be catalysts to help to co-create something like this for everyone to enjoy together.
Yeah, it's amazing. So what do you think about that plug, Renee? You like that?
Yeah, when I first told him what I wanted to do, he's like, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds awesome. And then when I started kind of like mapping out exactly what I wanted it to do and how big I wanted it to be and who I wanted involved, and he's like, we might have to scale this down a bit. And I looked at him, and I was like, well, then I'm just going to have to wait until next year. And so I'm one of those people, I'm like, you know, it go big or go home. So we went big, and we're surpassing where we are, and just, you know, kind of going off what Aaron said, I'm just so thrilled and so grateful for the community around us, you know, not only the local community, friends and family, but, you know, the community and family around the world who's really literally thrown in, you know, their energy into this project and believe in it. It was quite scary to kind of put myself out there and do something like this. I've never done something like this before, and I just have a small little sound practice, but, you know, I love what I do, and this is really going to take it to that next level. I'm really excited to show people kind of, you know, what they're made of and where we can take this. It's an exciting thing.
Yeah, and you guys are going to Burning Man too, correct? Or did I read that wrong?
Yeah, we got, I got an invitation from a lovely lady out in,
Utah.
And she's in Utah. And she had contacted me briefly, and this was right as the campaign, maybe less than a week before it started. And she said, oh, I help with this festival out in Nevada and was wondering if you might be interested in bringing the Soundala. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. So she gives me a call and, you know, she asked me, have you ever been to the Burn? And for anyone who knows festival information and lingo out there, Burning Man is one of the most transformational, largest festivals worldwide, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people come to this, you know, organization's community every year. And so when she said that, I was literally speechless for the rest of the conversation, if you can believe that. And
awesome.
And I was blown away. I was so amazed. People, you know, apply year after year to get into something like that, and for us having an offer extended to us, it was just, you know, it was just one of those dreams, you know, actualizing right in front of us.
That's pretty good. Congratulations on that. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, what's cool is people, I think people relate to sound. You know, I think people, it's a very primal thing, you know, to bang and to communicate in this form, you know. And
absolutely.
So people playing drums and singing, whistling, whatever, you know, clapping your hands. People, they can relate to sound.
Yeah, it's a universal language. You know, I find it's one of those things that you don't have to know someone else's language, you know, even if you do speak, you know, both the same language, English or Spanish or whatever that may be. But you put on sound and, you know, you can make those connections happen, and that's what I love about it.
Yeah, so what's going to happen when this thing starts to levitate and start moving?
Well, I'm gonna set the intention. You know, Joel, the master craftsman who is making this, did say he wanted to build us a spaceship. And,
okay.
And I, you know,
it looks
have
like
to
a spaceship.
We're gonna have to set the intention that, you know, we keep it at least close to the ground. We don't want anyone, you know, deciding to walk out and getting hurt. So, you know, gotta take those logistical, you know, precautions and everything. But yeah, we're really excited. Yeah.
I want to be.
I want to
drum as well. That's awesome. Awesome. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Yes. Well, as Renee had mentioned, and you had mentioned about the Burning Man, that's actually a key element of why we're even still trying to do the fundraiser and campaign. Our initial intention was to debut this Soundala at Rootwire Festival, which is about an hour away. So we had it built with an infrastructure to spec that would be, you know, perfectly good for the grassy hills of Logan in Ohio. But with the Burning Man, of course, we're going to be dealing with, you know, dust storms with 30-mile-an-hour winds, traveling across, 2,300 miles out to Nevada in the country. And so we do have some other logistic concerns and infrastructural concerns to help to upgrade the Soundala so it could be able to be a safe and well-structured container all the way out in the middle of Nevada. So the fundraiser this Friday and the Indiegogo campaign, we still have it up for another week. That's to help us support to make this just incredible journey across the country, do it safely, do it sustainably, and be able to bring this incredible sound temple into really the mecca of festival culture at the Burning Man this year.
Awesome. Sweet. Yeah, I'm looking up a picture of it here, and I see this is kind of what it's going to look like, correct? For our listeners, you probably don't know what I'm looking at unless you go to the website, but I see, like, there's glass, or and there's a certain shape to it. You said it was eight-sided, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be octagonal in shape, and why I chose that because the octagon structure really represents the infinity and rebirth of the self. And so people stepping in this, they have a safe container to kind of create that for themselves. And so the structure itself is all going to be organically crafted. There's not going to be nuts and bolts. Joel is really kind of putting it together kind of like Amish style, where it literally, like, you get to snap it together almost. And so it's really amazing. He's a super talented craftsman, too. And so what we're going to do is we've been back and forth about the roof. What are we going to do about this roof? We've thought about canvases and all this different kinds of stuff. And so finally, Joel said, you know, I'm going to make it kind of out of, he's going to make 32 points on the roof, and they're all going to come together in a pyramid shape. And so it's going to look like a Fibonacci spiral if you look down on it. There's going to be some windows on the top. Now, on the sides, we are going to, right now, it's going to kind of open up as a lotus flower. So the walls will either, we're thinking they're either going to fold down or they're going to fold up. So we're not sure what direction we're going to go with that yet. And then on the inside, we're going to have blinds kind of pulled down on the sides, you know, to help with wind if it's too sunny or whatnot that way. Mm-hmm. So we have airflow, and there will be two different doors, one in the front and back, so people don't feel like they come in, and if they don't want to stay too long, then they can, you know, exit without making too much, ruckus kind of moving people around and whatnot. So that's kind of the structural integrity of where we're at right now with it.
Yeah, don't lose the plans to put it together. It'd be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Joel, we're going to be there every step. We're going to be documenting the whole entire process, you know, from start to finish, you know, all the way up through Root Wire and through Burning Man. And so it's going to be quite a process.
Wow, totally amazing. For those folks who were with Renee and Aaron Cruz from soulawakenings.com, they're here sharing their dreams. Well, actually, the dream's coming true, actually, because it's not a dream anymore. It's actually a reality. So congratulations on that. And, they're building a sandala, right? Sandala?
Yes, sir.
And, pretty amazing, folks. You got to check it out. And those of you who wish to donate to that and to this magical cause, please do so. They're at their website. They have a place up here on the bar. It says Sandala Fundraiser. Click it there. Give what you can. Give from your heart. Just amazing, Renee. It's just pretty cool. And Aaron, I'll tell you, this is just reading it here. Pretty intense. So you guys are doing pretty good. So where are you at with your fundraiser now? I mean, are you at your mark, or are you halfway there?
Yeah, we actually cracked open a bottle of iced wine last Thursday or Friday on that. So yeah, we actually did hit our mark. So the sandala will be in creation in a couple weeks. And so right now we are continuing the fundraiser campaign in order to get ourselves and our crew and our temple out to Nevada, the desert on the playa. So we're continuing with the campaign to do that. This Friday we have a beautiful local fundraiser coming up with Julie North and Doe Hart, and it's going to be great. If you guys want to come check that out, you know, everyone's welcome. You can buy regular attendance tickets at the door, or you can go online and purchase some tickets there.
Awesome. Any closing thoughts? Anything you want to leave our guests with?
I just want to say thank you all for, one, listening in. Iggy, for your continued support. You know, you and your family have been a beautiful inspiration for us to continue and live our dreams. So I want to send that out to you all. And thank you to all of our contributors and supporters for, one, not only the energy exchange, but just the love and the belief that this can happen.
Yeah, and I just want to say for everyone to trust your own process of healing. You know, what you love to do is your spiritual path. You know, be open to exploring the different things that move your soul to create and to share with people. We're coming into a really powerful time right now where where we have the opportunity and option once again to open ourselves up to so many different creative ways of living. And, you know, so opening ourselves up to the sound, to the art, and to these different paths, they can be profound, profound pathways of healing and transformation. So, yeah, and I also just want to say sincere thank you to you, Iggy. We've got to get together soon. And sending love to everybody out there as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Missing that chocolate, man.
Yeah, we got it for you.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, I appreciate your time. Call in anytime you want. I'll see you soon. And much love to you guys. I can't wait to see this, the sound, Sandala. I don't know why I get stuck when I see it. Every time I look at pictures, I get kind of like frozen. Like,
got it.
No, it looks
got
pretty,
it. Got it.
Pretty, yeah, I like it. It's pretty cool. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you soon, okay? Thanks for being on the show with us.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Many blessings.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. We will be right back after the break. We'll talk to you soon.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
All right, welcome back to Within Science Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, and that song is Born Again. I think someone put a little joke on me there. They switched over on the switchboard, and I have a feeling I know who did that, but that's okay. No problem. I'll have a smile here and there. It's pretty good. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the half hour with Renee Cruz and Aaron Cruz. They were sharing their dream about what they want to do, and that kind of brings me to all right, folks, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Sometimes, you know, technology has its own way of doing things, and, you know, we just got to move along with it and, you know, bear with it. Other than that, you know, just got to be patient. All right, well, where I left off after the break was we were talking about Aaron and Renee Cruz when they were sharing their dream and how their dream became a reality. And, you know, it wasn't like something that just maybe it did happen overnight, maybe it didn't happen overnight, regardless, but they set an intention, they set a point in their life where they said, well, you know what, we're going to do this. And I'm sure Aaron was kind of going, well, no doubt, just like, you know, sometimes some people have the drive and the motivation. And Renee had the drive and the motivation to see the big picture and this thing happening. And you know what, quite frankly, everything has its steps and everything has its ways of doing things. And you know, what I got from the interview was that, you know, there was a desire, there was a starting point for this particular achievement, you know. You know, she saw something that, you know, maybe other people just talked about. And so that's what's really cool about, you know, what we talked about earlier about the sandala, is that, you know, it was a dream of hers. And in order to make a dream happen, sometimes you have to work it, and you have to push it, and you have to put yourself out there, and you have to make things, you know, into these things that, you know, sometimes we call a land of make-believe or a dream or whatever. But it all starts in the mind. This idea started in her mind. She created it in her vision, and she wanted to see this thing unfold. And quite frankly, it is unfolding. They've actually reached their quota, their goal of to build it. And so that's one step ahead. And next step is to create funds in order to travel with the sandala and move it to Nevada, to Burning Man. And so, you know, the desire was there to do it. So the desire pushed her. You know, it was the dream, it was the imagination. It was all the things that she wanted. And it was those riches in her heart that she wanted to create this sound temple for people to enjoy. And, you know, the thing is, when you give to others, you get back full fold. And so that's a good lesson right there. You know, Aaron wasn't and Renee weren't building it just for themselves. They were building it for their community. They were building it for the people around them, the people who they engage every day. And they were really, really rooted into that, you know, that desire to do something for their fellow man and woman. And, you know, and that takes you right into the next step, you know, which is faith, visualizing and believing. And, you know, and believing that you can achieve your desires. You know, sometimes faith is blind, and sometimes faith is right in front of you. They had enough faith to go, oh, wow, you know, cool, we can do this, we can do this. But they know, and I'm sure they were a little scared, a little nervous, you know, going, man, what the heck? But their faith in themselves and in one another and the people around them, you know, created this vision, this goal, this dream, this desire. And that faith moved them into the, you know, into this track and this particular place, you know, in their mind. You know, they were out of suggestion to themselves, creating in their mind, you know, this influence in their subconscious that nothing was going to stop them, nothing was going to quit. And that's one of the biggest things, that faith, that desire created faith. And from that faith, they started, you know, changing their body chemistry, their mind chemistry, their brain chemistry. Everything about them has started to shift. They started to shift into that area and that place where, you know, now it wasn't just their mind, it was also their body. They got up early, they moved, and they talked to people. And, you know, and they've always had the knowledge. They've always had that idea, you know, about sound music, the sound ascension, the work that they do. It's a specialized knowledge. And they wanted to share that specialized knowledge with the world, you know, their experiences, their observations of the world and how they see things. And that was something that was really, really amazed me that, you know, they brought it all together in such a short period of time. And, you know, success is not over a course of 10, 15 years. Success could be tomorrow, right now, taking baby steps or taking big steps, you know. She said something earlier, you know, I'm either go big or go home. And, you know, it was one of those things. But, you know, the thing is, like Albert Einstein says, and it's something that's more powerful even than knowledge is the imagination, the workshop of the mind. You know, imagination, you have to create with your imagination. This imagination in your mind, creating the sandala, creating these opportunities. And when I'm talking to you folks, I'm telling you, your imagination is more powerful than anything. To riches, to dreams, to goals, whatever you want to do. Your imagination is the workshop of your brain, the workshop of your mind. And, you know, without your imagination, it's kind of be a boring life. But, you know, also, you got to understand what happens with people who are determined, have faith, desire, imagination, in talking to themselves. They have a plan. They're organized. They have a crystallized desire into that action, that they actually stay focused and they move forward. And they plan it out. This sandala just didn't happen. They actually drew plans and they talked about it. How are we going to interlock it? How are we going to make it work? How are we going to make it do this or that? So, you know, that's pretty amazing too. You know, there's a lot of steps in between. And do we skip places? No. Well, not that we skip, we jump around a little bit sometimes. And that planning stage, you know, manifested into something that, which is something that came out of their imagination. And the organization is probably one of the biggest things that people lack. People are unorganized. They don't set these goals. There's short-term goals, long-term goals, whatever. They superseded that and they moved forward with it because of their dream. Their dream was bigger than anything they could ever imagine. And you know what? And sometimes you can't steal somebody's dream. You can't take anybody's dream. But the biggest thing is that they made a decision. You know, they made a decision. They could have procrastinated. They could have said, well, we'll do it next year. You know, we'll do it, you know. But no, they put the procrastination aside, and they self-mastery. They actually went out there and did something for themselves. They said, you know what, we're going to make a decision. We're going to do it. You know, fail or not fail, make it or break it. They went out there and made a decision in doing it. And you know what? And the thing is, they're persistent, and they keep moving forward, and their persistence is what keeps them going. Because, you know, I'm sure there have moments where people didn't donate. I mean, there's moments where people said, no, that's impossible. No, that, you know. But knowing them, they probably didn't get that much kind of restraint and that much, you know, feedback in that way. And a lot of people, you have to create that faith. You have to create that burning desire in other people to, you know, jump on your coattails and move along with you. So they were persistent. They moved forward. They didn't quit. And they're still not going to quit. They're going to move out. Look, they not even built a thing, and they're already going to Burning Man in Nevada. And they said people have a waiting list to get in there. But they created, you know, the power of their mind. They created a mastermind, a group of people who they work with together, a group of people, you know, husband and wife working together, driving force. You know, they have a carpenter who works with them. He's there, and he's working on hand with them. He's got a team of people. She's got a team of people. They're going to work together how they're going to move this thing. Because this thing's got to be broken down, and it's got to be put up and down every time you use it. And so it's one of those things where you have to get people involved. You got to get people. You got to sell the dream to people. People have to believe it. And, you know, and everything starts to transmutate, and everything starts to change. And it starts becoming this reality. And now their reality is coming true. They don't even have the thing built yet. But you know what? Their desire to transmute their energies that they created in their brain into this beautiful, amazing vehicle to help other people has become a reality. And, you know, the subconscious mind, you know, hears everything, takes everything in. And I'm sure they've talked to themselves constantly over and over and over, which is pretty cool. And I'm pretty excited for them. And, you know, there's something about the human species that, you know, the other animals I don't think have like we do. We have this sixth sense about things, that we have this innate ability to know things and experience things before they happen sometimes. And, you know, I think that's what Renee was trying to explain to us a little bit about what she saw. And you know what? The biggest thing that I noticed was if there was fear in this factor at all, I didn't hear any of it. You know, fear is one of those things that hold people back. What if that? What if that? What not if that? What if I don't do it? What if it doesn't work out? What if nobody likes it? I didn't hear any fear in their voice. They were very positive and very focused, and they were really moving forward to that. And, you know, fear is one of those things that, you know, doesn't really exist. I just had a conversation with somebody. Fear is a manifestation of things that you believe, and, you know, you hold yourself back. And so I'm glad that they stepped forward and they stepped out of fear and moved into belief. And when you move into belief, no one can hold you back. Nothing can hold you back. So I commend and I deep bow to my friend Renee and Aaron Cruz for doing what they're doing, and they're bringing the world to a better place. And I look forward to sit in the sandala myself with them and play my drum or play my flute, whatever we have to do. So I'm pretty excited about that. So hopefully you got to listen a little bit today what we were talking about. If you're just tuning in, we were pretty much talking about Renee and Aaron's dream about creating a sandala. It's a temple, a sound ascension temple, basically, and they get to share their beautiful energy and their beautiful gifts with the world. So hopefully you're here in Columbus sometime and you can visit them, or you can actually go to their website. I believe it is, let me double check that, soulawakening.com, and you can click on the Sound Dala Project. You can give to that, or you just kind of look at it and see where they're going and just monitor what's happening in their life. So I'm going to pull another card here. See where we go with this. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Boom. All right, I pulled the giraffe. The giraffe speaks about foresight. You are able to see what is in store for the future. Boom. So it's a ceasefire card. It's a card on the medicine wheel, which is the east door, being able to see above and beyond the things that you probably aren't seeing on a regular basis. So the call-in number tonight is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. Give me a call. I got some people on the line here. I'm going to take care. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to come right back. Okay, folks, so hang on tight. Hang on.
Log Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders. Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, broadcasting live here on the World Wide Web in Columbus, Ohio. We are live, and we are streaming. All right, I'm going to bring you on here in line. All right, caller, your number is 724-938. You're on the air. Hello, hello.
Oh, hi. You know what? I had you on speakerphone, and then I had dialed my daughter's number, and then I completely forgot you guys were... You were still on the line. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Did you have a question, or did you just
No, that was for my daughter's Renee Cruz.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And my son-in-law, Aaron, had sent me the phone number, so we got to listen to the entire their presentation, their interview. It was awesome. So
good,
we're going to
awesome,
go up.
Good.
And we have all intent, her parents have all intentions on going up this weekend to give them a little bit more support for their fundraiser for the Sandala. And I think it's going to go far. I think they're going to go far.
So how do you feel about it since your mom? I'm just curious, you know, mom's watching her daughter, you know, turn into a woman and creating this energy. This she does a lot for our community. I'm sure you're aware of that, but I just wondered, I'm just curious.
I think we know that she does some, but some of the stuff that she has, you know, told us about and things like that,
mm-hmm.
awesome, unbelievable. But you know what, Renee's always been a go-getter,
mm-hmm.
and when she puts her heart and soul into something, she really puts her heart and soul into it. So, and
I'm really
supportive of what they do. So I think that's
excellent.
I think that's great. I think it's really great.
Well, I'm glad you got to listen to the interview with them a little bit and talking about the projects that they're working on. I mean, they're already getting invited to places that the thing's not even built yet. So that's pretty cool. And that says a lot for who they are as well.
Yeah, for total strangers to call them and invite them places and the places that they've been, the things that they've done is just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, they put their heart and soul into it. And whenever Renee had talked about, you know, doing sound healing and stuff, well, of course, I don't know anything about that. And she would explain, and she's been trying to get me healthy. So it's going in the right direction.
Good. Awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear they have good support from their family. That's sweet. That's really cool.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad
you
shared your thoughts with us. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, that helps them out, too. And that's just, you know, we're just glad to be there. And we really hope we can make it this weekend because we want to go for the, you know, for their fundraiser. So that's be an awesome trip.
All right. You can let her know that you talked to me on the air and gave them a good plug. I don't think they knew you were on the air there.
I will definitely.
Very
and
good.
Thank you. She spoke highly of you also.
Awesome. Thank you, ma'am. It's a pleasure meeting you. And, tune in anytime. We do a lot of good stuff here on the show.
Oh, I've heard.
All right.
Oh, well, you have a nice afternoon, and thank you very
you
much.
You too. Many blessings. You're very welcome.
Many. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, there you go. Mom called on the show. That's awesome. She got to talk. I didn't get to plug her in with her daughter, but, you know, good support. That's what I'm talking about, folks. Sometimes, you know, people don't really know the things that we do and the creations that we're creating. And so here's a good example. Mom never really quite understood what daughter was doing, and she got to hear firsthand, you know, her explaining, you know, her dream of the Sandala and how it's going to be manifesting and creating this, you know, this vortex of energy to help people heal themselves. You know, like I say, all healing is self-healing. And a lot of us are facilitators and conduits to that healing and to our own healing as well. So kudos out to the family. Really appreciate that. So again, the call-in number here at With Insights Radio on the Blog Talk Radio is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. That is not a toll-free number, so just a heads up on that. But yeah, we were talking about the Sandala Project and how it's taken off. So we're pretty excited for our friends at Cruises and what they're doing. Okay, I'm going to draw another card here. I'm going to see where it takes us. Shuffle in the cards. And boom, here we go. All right. This is an appropriate card for today. We actually pulled the Raven card. The Raven card speaks about magic, own your own power. Wow, that just says everything there. You know, we are our magic, we are our power when we allow it to be. Sometimes we allow other people to step into our energy and take away our magic and take away our power, because that's what humans do. Sometimes we feel like that we have to give, give, give. And, you know, sometimes we have to receive, receive, receive. If you look at the person who is receiving, from a person who's giving, well, you know, they're in the receive mode. And a lot of us are in the giving mode. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There has to be a balance. There has to be harmony. There has to be a dance between the two. Because if you give too much one way or too much the other way, then, you know, you're out of rhythm. You're out of balance. So basically what the Raven is telling you is spread your wings. Both wings have to flap together. And then from time to time, you change direction with just a, you know, a little flick of the wing. And you change and you move around. That's kind of how life is. You can't be so much one way or the other. And that's why I'm a very big proponent of harmony and harmonizing with your environment, harmonizing with, you know, the energies around you, the people around you. Balance is one of those tricky things. Balance is, you know, coming to a place where everything's equal on both sides to some extent. But that's my belief, and that's where I am with that. Everybody has a different version of what that looks like. And for me, it's what it is. And knowing that being in the moment is the most precious thing that I have, with or without anyone. So hopefully you got to listen to a little bit with the show about what we talked about. Our time is winding down here pretty quickly. So I want to thank everybody who got a chance to tune in. This show is will be archived here in a little bit, so you can go back and listen to it in a minute, in about 10, 15 minutes after the show's over. If you ever have any questions about what we're doing, just give me a drop me a line at iggygarcia.com or at withinsights.com, or you can actually send me a message on my Facebook. I'm actually Iggy Garcia Hoop Watcher, so you can look me up that way and friend me on Facebook, and we'll see where we're going here. So see if we have any callers on the switchboard. Switchboard's empty at the moment, and it's pretty full earlier for our interview. I want to thank everybody for this opportunity to spend time with you this afternoon and just chill and kick back. So I'm going to cut out a little bit earlier than I usually do. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want everybody to tune in next week, and we'll be able to talk a little bit more about different things that are on your mind. I've got some videos that have popped up on Facebook, so I want you to take a look at them. There's some quotes and stuff that I've posted, so take some time. You know, friend me on Facebook, and we can talk there and chat. Until next week, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Ho'oponopono. It's all love. I want you guys to take care. And, you know, give somebody a hug, you know. Ask permission first, because someone that might not want to be hugged. You might get punched. Other than that, we'll talk to you later.